NE1SS, NE1SS, W6SRJ.
W6SRJ, this is NA1SS. I have you loud and clear, homie.
You are loud and clear, and we'll turn you right over to the school. Go ahead, Sherbrooke.
Hi, my name is Christopher, VK3FLAT. How do you neutralize the static charge when a spacecraft docks with the ISS? Over.
Good morning, Sherbrooke Community School. Good morning, Christopher. Static charge is an issue aboard the space station because of the solar rays, which generate a large amount of voltage. However, when a spacecraft docks to the ISS, we take no measures for neutralizing the charge. It's not a big issue for docking spacecraft. However, it is a big issue for EVA or spacewalking astronauts. Aboard the station, we have plasma contacted units which emit a stream of electrons out into space that helps to neutralize the charge. Over.
Hi, my name is Callum, VK3FSDT. What is the crew working on at the moment? Over.
Morning, Callum. The main task we're working on right now is loading up the HTV, or the Japanese cargo vehicle, with trash. It docked to the station about 1 month ago, providing us with new supplies and cargo and spare parts and food. Now it's getting ready to go home. It will burn up in the atmosphere on the way home, so we're loading it up with our trash. Over.
Hi, my name is Eleanor. What do you do for food from the ISS?
Into our cargo vehicles that are about to leave, and it will burn up in the atmosphere. For our liquid waste, such as urine, we recycle it into pure drinking water. Over.
Hi, my name is Monique, VK3FWTZ. What does it feel like to leave the Earth's atmosphere, both physically and emotionally? Over.
Hi, Monique. That's a very good question. Physically, it feels like I'm in an elevator that's moving very fast. I feel a pressure in my back during the launch, as well as a lot of noise and vibration. Emotionally, it feels like a surreal experience. Living in space, I'm able to fly around like Superman. Everything is weightless. It seems like the rules are different up here. So it seems like a surreal experience, as though I'm in a Salvador Dali painting. Over.
Hi, my name is Emma, VK3FERP. Has being on the station changed the way you feel about the Earth? Over.
Morning, Emma. I think that all astronauts are environmentalists, but you cannot do a space flight and not become more concerned about the fragile environment around the Earth. We see up here how very thin our atmosphere is around the Earth. We can also, unfortunately, see some of the damage that human beings have enacted upon the Earth. So I think I'm more of an environmentalist today than I was before. Over.
Hi, my name is Sam, VK3FSAM. How much more efficient are solar panels out in space? Over.
Morning, Sam. Solar panels are no more efficient in space than they are on Earth. However, we are up above the Earth's atmosphere, where the amount of solar incidence is greater than it would be on the Earth's surface. I believe that there's over 1,000 watts per meter squared of solar radiation up here. So therefore, the solar rays can put out more power than they could on Earth, simply because we're up above the atmosphere. Over.
Hi, my name is James, VK3SA. How does space look like outside the Earth's atmosphere? Over.
Hi, James. Well, if you look up outside of your school today, you'll see that the sky is very blue. Up here in space, the sky is incredibly black. There is no blacker black than the sky that we have here in space. When we look down at the Earth, we can see the sky, but just a very, very thin rim around the Earth. So, for instance, if you were to model the size of the Earth as a basketball, then we would just have one or two wraps of tissue around that basketball that would represent the thickness of our sky. Over.
Hi, my name is John. Do astronauts feel more like a member of planet Earth rather than a member of their nation after their ISS experience? Over.
Hi, John. I think the answer is yes. I'm Canadian, and certainly some of the issues that we're facing in Canada are important to me. But, you know, up here we orbit the Earth once every 90 minutes, and we see almost the entire Earth after a 24-hour period of time. Also, my crew members come from other countries, such as Russia, the United States, and Belgium. So during dinner time, we often talk about issues that are concern their countries. And therefore, I become more sensitized to global issues like poverty, overpopulation, and environmental damage, as well as the issues in these other countries. So I do feel more like a member of planet Earth. Over.
Hi, my name is Oscar, BK3FOSC. Do you regularly talk with radio amateurs from around the world outside the organized Paris arrangement? Over.
Hi, Oscar. Unfortunately, no. I don't have a lot of time up here. I have talked with radio amateurs around the world, but it's usually on an infrequent basis when I have a few moments of free time here or there. They keep our days pretty busy here. We wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. The workday starts at 8 in the morning, and then we don't usually finish our workday until 7 o'clock at night. We try to get to bed by 9:30 or 10, so that doesn't leave us a whole lot of time to talk with radio amateurs around the world. Over.
Hi, my name is Johnny. What happens when a person vomits in space? Over.
Hi, Johnny. That's a really good question, because you certainly recognize that there are certain issues that arise up here in a weightless environment. Astronauts sometimes get motion sick for the first 2 or 3 days of space flight, and in the worst cases, vomiting can be a symptom. If we're not prepared, then we can create a real mess in the spacecraft. But everyone is aware that during the first 2 or 3 days of space flight, we may not be feeling very well, and we always have a vomit bag nearby just in case. We do all we can to make sure that the vomit goes into the bag, and there's always a towel nearby if we make a mistake. Over.
Hi, my name is Christopher. What type of electric lights do you use to illuminate the interior of the ISS? Over.
Hi, Christopher. We use primarily fluorescent lights. These have been used for many years. I noticed, however, that we're starting to transition to LEDs, which are take less power and also provide a very bright light as well. So primarily fluorescent lights, but I see us transitioning to LEDs. Over.
Hi, my name is Callum. Our sister school in Bhutan has asked, can you see the snow of the Himalayas from the ISS? Over.
Hi, Callum. You can tell your sister school in Bhutan that we can very easily see the snow of the Himalayas. We can see the glaciers as well. I think looking down on mountain ranges is one of the favorite things for astronauts, and we do have free time and can look out the window. And it's not just the Himalayas, but also the other mountainous areas in Europe, the Alps, the Rockies in the United States and Canada. Over.
Hi, my name is Rachel. What is your food like? Over.
Hi, Rachel. Unfortunately, we don't have a fridge or a freezer on board the space station. Therefore, we eat primarily processed food, such as thermal stabilized food, or freeze-dried food, something that you might use on a wilderness camping trip. When a cargo vehicle or a space shuttle has just arrived, often we'll get some fresh food that will last for 2 or 3 days, such as apples or oranges. Over.
Hi, my name is Monique. Do you have night and day? Over.
Hi, Monique. Yes, we do. However, our nights and days are shorter than yours. We orbit the Earth once every 90 minutes, and therefore, roughly, we have 45 minutes of nighttime followed by 45 minutes of day. This occurs 16 times a day. Over.
2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Emma. When they show the ISS on TV, I can't see the stars from space. Can you see the stars and other planets outside the window of the ISS? Over.
Hi, Emma. Yes, we can, but it's only during the nighttime passes of our orbit. During a daytime pass, the brightness of the Earth and other parts of the space station cause our eyes not to accommodate and see the stars. But at nighttime, we can see the stars brilliantly. They do not twinkle. They're a little bit brighter than on Earth. Over.
Hi, my name is Sam. This is a question from our sister school in China. What do you miss most when you're out there in space? Over.
Hi, Sam. I've missed my family the most. 6 months is a long time to spend in space, and there's many family events that I have not been able to share in during that period of time. After my family, I miss nature. So I miss the wind on my face. I miss the smell of a newly cut lawn. I miss the sound of waterfalls. I'm looking forward to returning to nature. Over.
Hi, my name is Jane. Do you believe that there is life on other planets within and outside our solar system? Over.
Hi, James. I'm an optimist, so therefore I do believe that there's life somewhere outside our solar system. Within our solar system, there's a chance that there's life on Mars, or there was life on Mars, and I think that's one of the reasons we're looking for Mars next to Taurus. Over.
Okay, we're losing him. Go.
Hi, my name is John. Do you have to wear protective gear?